Garrow, Weapon of Fate, by James Swallow. Read by Toby Longworth. Those who cannot hear the aria are fated to believe the performers are insane. Lady Elmar Horobinlar, The Rapture of Suns, date unknown. Torn by shadows comes the cry. Bleed more, scream the masses. Bleed more. So they do, and they do. But the masses only howl for blood in other shades. Attributed to the remembrancer Ignace Carcassi, early M31. I will say this about him. When we first met, he was like a rock. Unbreakable and stoic, possessed of obdurate resolve and unwilling to compromise. He was not a giant among his brothers, as his gene father would have been, but still he carried himself in a patrician manner. Respect seemed to come to him as rain to the ground. He earned it with every step he took, every word he uttered, every deed he undertook. I would not have said that to him. He would have thought it hubris, and he never hewed towards such things. It was not in him. It is strange, is it not, that after so many years have passed, after so many terrible events and moments of import between then and now, I recall this thing so clearly. One would think that our meeting might have sunk beneath the weight of the horrors and glories that were to come, but it never has. Why? Call it simplicity. Yes, that will suffice. When I looked him in the eyes that first time, I perceived clarity. And I must ask you to pause to reflect and consider where my mind was in that instant, and what we had experienced before that point. What we had seen. What we were running from. Above all, what we were afraid of. Then you will understand how exceptional that was. So, you see, something as simple as clarity was a prize that I seized upon with all my might. In our desperation, we who fled had flung ourselves into the Stygian night, had given ourselves fully to faith. Understand that we had no guarantee of survival, and know that with certainty. Death awaited us. We were given only the chance to choose how it would happen, not to forestall it. But then we happened upon them, upon him, guided by voices, by braver souls. His welcome was to show us that all the galaxy had not gone mad. Only some of it. Yes, only some of it. No, he showed that there were still some things we could grasp that had not changed. Despite what we had experienced, all loyalty was not gone from the universe. Good and right and true, these ideals did not die that day. Thank the throne. Wounded they were, oh yes. Cut to the quick and bloody indeed. But still alive. Still fighting. He showed us that. Affirmed it. And with his actions, he gave us hope. We had expected death, felt its inexorable approach. We prayed and asked our God Emperor to take us to his side when the end came. But that was not his gift to us. He had other plans. Instead, he placed this guardian in our path, a warrior who himself was on a journey, seeking an understanding of this new reality, a shepherd who would carry us away from the madness and beyond the reach of evil. For a time, at least. I knew it when that scarred face looked down upon me, and I saw humanity written there. I saw a noble soul looking back at me through his searching, distant gaze. Let me tell you about him. Close your eyes and listen. Hear his voice through my words. See his deeds in your thoughts. Let me tell you about Nathaniel Garrow.